No, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We running this shit, man. Talented Minds Podcast, episode 17.
17.
How y'all doing out there? 17 episodes, bro.
Going long and strong.
Damn, bro. I remember it was like yesterday when we first started.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody showing all the love. Yeah. If it's your first time checking us out, please like and subscribe.
Yeah, man. Straight up. Thank you to all of our supporters, our fans, the people that look forward to hearing us.
Y'all let them know what every we do,
week.
Yo.
Once a week, man. We bring it to you real rough and raw. What my niggas say? Raw, rough, and rugged. When addressing the mass public, my attitude is fuck it, because motherfuckers love it.
Hey. Yeah.
But yeah, man, we bring it to you, man. We talk about fashion, finance, sports, food.
Music, tech. Science.
Yeah, science and seances, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We be keeping it G-real with y'all, man.
So,
yeah, like, subscribe, man. Share it with your peoples, man. Your friends, dog. You know, and like we said, man, we appreciate the support and everything like that, man. Even the people that even just, you know, giving us critique. You know what I'm saying? We straight love and appreciate all y'all, man. Hopefully one day we can just take this shit on a world tour. You know what I'm saying? So
we're going to interview y'all. And check this out, man. I think we should start off with an RIP.
A special RIP to
a couple people in the music game.
Yes. Some young, you know, hungry wolves, man. Some good artists, man. Rest in peace to Triple X, XXX, Tentacion, man.
Yep.
And Jimmy Wapo, you know. X, man, it's just crazy just the impact that man had on just the industry, the youth, man. He really catered to like kids that like was going through depression, you know what I'm saying, mental health and stuff like that, because he was just like, he grew up kind of troubled. So, you know, it's just crazy just seeing like in a year, like what type of impact he had. Cause I remember when he got out of jail last year and he was going at Drake and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Saying that Drake stole his style. He was talking about dude mom. And then he just like started kind of trying to change himself, you know what I'm saying? Turn over a new leaf and shit. And everybody was saying that he just started becoming like a positive person. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the positivity. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Good pods, man. Like we always say, man, keeping that good positivity going. And you know, we don't know what could have caused this man's death. It could have been somebody hating on him. It could have been something that came back from his past, you know, but at the end of the day, it's just something that's tragic. And another RIP to Jimmy Wapo, the young Pittsburgh rapper. He had a song called Elm Street. Dude was dope too. You know what I'm saying? And it just sucks that, you know, both of them got their lives taken away real young, because Triple X was only 20 years old, bro. And I think Jimmy Wapo was like 21 or 22. So it's like, yo, like, bro.
Wasn't Rich the Kid saying he had, was a home invasion, isn't, bro? He could have got clapped up too.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Said they ran into a house, bro, and he was with his girlfriend. They saying his girlfriend set him up or whatever, but I kind of feel like dude baby mama might have set him up or something like that, like, because he going through a like divorce right now and shit. So it's like, come on, bro. Like, doesn't that seem like that may be the number one suspect over there, you know, because she's been going in on him on social media, but they saying that his girlfriend, that everybody think his girlfriend had something to do with setting him up, but he was saying that she didn't, you know, but she even made a video, bro, like her whole eye was straight, just like, man. Like extra large, you know what I'm saying? It was straight purple and shit, and she was just
orbital fracture.
Shit, bro. She was like, nigga, they straight hit her with the butt of the gun, like, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, shut up, boosh, right in her face. You hear me? I can just imagine her face just ringing, type shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's when you see them scars and shit. Bro.
Hell yeah, bro. Straight
hey,
up.
Hey, bro. So. One time when I was a kid, bro, I was on the trampoline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like trying to come down and like a ball and shit, bro. A fucking ball. So I was balled up. Yeah. Bro, I kneed myself in the eye so fucking hard.
Oh, you fucked yourself up, huh?
Bro, I saw them stars. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. I've seen stars before.
Hey, those stars
bro.
Exist,
they
bro.
They exist, bro. Yeah, you hear me? I had injured the hell out of myself, bro, when I was a kid, bro, doing dumb shit, dog. Yeah. I'll be in Tower Grove Park, bro. And they used to have like this like tall ass thing you can climb up, bro. And I used to climb up. And my grandma would be like, boy, what the fuck is you doing, though? my way up there. And I'd be like, I'm good, granny. Nah, straight jump all the way down, bro. And one time I jumped down, and nigga, my knees went straight to my face, bro. And I straight saw them stars, man, Jack. Man. I was like, damn, you hear me? Straight up,
bro. But speaking on the music tip, man, you heard the new album by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, I haven't made it all the way through the album yet. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm just like, they dropped a song called Salute that wasn't on the album. So I was like, that song dope. So I just keep listening to it. It's like, I really want to dissect the album and just hear everything that's just being said. And not only, like, I was trying to tell my daughters the other day and shit, too. Like, bro, when you start to, I was asking them, like, do y'all feel music? And they was just like, nah, like, they really just heard, you know what I'm saying?
Do you feel music?
I feel music, bro. I've always felt music.
I feel like I do too, bro.
I've always felt music. I used to feel music when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying?
It's the sound waves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the sound waves.
Bro. I used to feel that music when I was a kid to the point where it was straight, like, it was music that would make me cry when I was little because I would feel music that deep, like.
Bro, I've been a little dude, bro. And I heard that song, bro. I heard it through the grapevine, bro. That was my straight shit. And I'm talking about, bro, I was a straight little dude. I was hip.
But you straight, it's hip. Like you was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that's kind of what I was asking my daughters, bro. I was like, do y'all feel music? And they were just like, nah. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, bro, like just, you know, kick it with dad. You know what I'm saying, bro? Because I'm going to try to help you on game to just even trying to pay attention to what if you listen to that, you listen close enough, you can hear the one xylophone just rock off in the background.
Is it biased? Like, is it to say you're not musically inclined because you never played an instrument before? Because, like, I'll be honest, bro.
I don't think so.
When I was a little dude, bro, I played music and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And beat, we had, like, beating on drums and shit, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is what, like, made me, like, what makes me like music now, bro. I don't play music.
Perhaps, bro. Perhaps. It might have a lot to do with it. But, I mean, it's people that I think exist that didn't play an instrument. But, like you, though, I was blessed to play instruments. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, I remember playing the violin. I remember having drum kits. You know what I'm saying? I remember just trying to make beats anywhere that I could. You know what I'm saying? Then I played the saxophone and shit, too. So, it's just like, you know, maybe that did heighten my sense of music as well. But like I said, shit, I always used to want to be in a band, like, or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Jackson was, like, my favorite entertainer when I was little. So it was just, like, it was always there. And especially with my dad being the DJ and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, you a plethora, man. Your dad is, too, man. Y'all know y'all music, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the musicians.
All the musicians, all the music lovers. It's weird if you do meet somebody that doesn't like music, though.
Some people don't, bro, but
That's crazy.
I saw a video, bro, this man, bro. That dude was like in his 90s or something, bro. Old ass man.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as soon as the dude, they played a song for him, bro, like an old song, that dude probably ain't heard in years.
Right.
Why my dude straight like, because he was just sitting in a chair looking down and depressed. That dude like damn near got up and was just like, dancing.
Start jamming.
Bro. Music is, it's one of those things that, like, you probably won't even start appreciating until you is an old motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, you get older and you realize how beautiful, like, because music makes you feel the type of way, like, I'm just saying, bro, we not old motherfuckers.
Yeah,
but imagine just being 80, bro. Like, you fast forward, say you 19 right now, just imagine being, like, you 70, bro. And you hear a song that you heard from back when you was like a little dude.
Tight shit, though.
Or you gonna be like, yeah, bro, what, this my shit, bro. I ain't heard this shit in 70 fucking years.
That means that fam was out. He was outside, nigga, when James Brown first threw the goddamn me, you know what I'm saying, shit on his shoulders. You hear me? My dude was like, yo. Because it's like, if you think about it.
I don't even know what kind of music they heard.
It's like, if you think about the type of shit, right? Like, okay, so it's like, everything that we hear is new to us. So that means that everything that they was hearing then was new to them. So that had to be like some trippy shit. And especially because music wasn't like.
You know what I don't understand, bro, with music? It's like, okay, what year was a fucking trumpet made?
Type shit. That's what I was just trying to get to. Like, was music fairly newish?
Because it makes me get back to the question, man. How long have humans been here? Because
type shit, though.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, as long as humans have been here, we've been making music. And, like, you hear all this about, like instruments. Like, you know, it took hellas for the caveman to build a, like, the motherfucker had a square, then, like, finally turned the square into a round, like, wheel
type,
like,
shit.
And that was a big accomplishment and shit. But it's like, let's just say this, wasn't wasn't cavemen playing music and shit too?
Type,
and
if so, yeah, like, it's like they had to, because it's like if you think back to
our ancestors then, musically inclined to, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Bro, because it's
I wanna
like,
hear it, bro.
It's like everything, it's because it's like if you think to like having tribes and shit, like tribes in Africa, and then just the connection between tribes of Africa and Native Americans, and this is over here, so it's just like, it got to be some type of distinguished through that, right? You know what I'm saying?
I want to hear the sound for myself of prehistoric or like tribal music. And it don't make sense to me. It don't align with how you can have like say, bro, a trumpet was, bro, like hells ago, bro. But you motherfuckers ain't have like no spurs or no wheels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, I don't know. The shit just ain't adding up to me on like a timeline.
Yeah, the timeline.
I need these questions answered,
yeah,
son.
Bro, yeah, it's like crazy because it probably does go back like hell before. Bro, like, people been making music
probably
for
been
a
making,
while.
Yeah, man, like prehistoric like jazz.
Because it's always mean? It's like it's always been around to feel good. But like they do say too, it's like they say like the devil was like the angel of music or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So
but
it's
I don't
like,
know how long music been around, bro. Like,
yeah, it's like
I don't even know how long humans been around, bro. And I'm really struggling with that because it's like I know that as long as humans been around, we seem to be musically inclined naturally. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you motherfuckers was making music.
Yeah.
Even if
yeah,
you was living in
yeah.
caves, but
Plus
it's like
figures.
I yeah. want to hear that sound because I do, bro. I
yeah. Cave that. Music had to have came before it was like harps and.
Or
and shit like that, or drums, or something. Yeah, or cave niggas probably did have the drums. They was probably the first niggas
you think
to start
drums. Was like the first set of instruments.
Yeah, that was probably the first set. It was probably like drums, and then like motherfuckers would probably have a horn or some
yeah,
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Then came the trumpet.
Yeah,
shit.
Then came the trumpet type shit. You know, motherfuckers probably had something that they can hit a stick off of and it made noise.
And then the motherfucker built a violin, bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And
hey, it just started getting more and more creative and shit. Like,
and then they was like ripping an orchestra. This shit, bro.
Yeah, you hear me?
And now we got
just
symphony.
Like, hey, y'all five over there, y'all.
See, that's the beautiful thing of music. That's, you know, we music lovers, so we'll dive deep on the, you know,
yeah.
in the pool of
love
music,
man. You but, need music. Music gets you through.
Hey, you know
times,
who else
bro.
I noticed like music, bro? Who doing their thing too, bro?
Who is that, though?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah, my dude, Jamie Foxx, bro. Jamie Foxx has some good ass, like, he has some good albums, bro.
That dude is a music fanatic, bro.
Yeah, he is,
he
dog.
Too, but you
but they that. Straight said my dude, Jamie, straight slapped his Johnson on a chick. But they said this happened like 16 years ago, but it's like, you know.
He hit her in the face with the
type, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Straight hit her with the. Hit her with the joint, you know what I'm saying?
You know, his daughter is on his show that he hosts.
She co-hosted with him, or she on there singing?
I think she the DJ on what is
oh,
the
word?
Can you beat Shazam?
Can you beat Shazam?
Can, beat,
can you guys beat Shazam?
I will destroy that shit. Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I know my music,
but
though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you probably could though, because it's like sometimes Shazam be having like remixes of shit, and I'd be like, fam, this ain't the original version that I was looking for, bro.
And you know what I was thinking? If I went on that show, I would just break that shit down by categories, like, you know, I'm listening to hip hop or motherfucking like whatever, rock,
mm-hmm.
and I'll listen to like the top 100 or 200 of each of those motherfuckers.
Yeah,
that way I get
like
familiar
a,
with what was the most popular songs for each category.
Yeah,
just in case
yeah.
they try to hit me with a.
So do they put newer shit on there, or do they put like everything be kind of older, or do they mix it up?
They mix that shit up. It can be 80s, 90s.
And then do they play it like after, like it doesn't have to be like, oh, and for now, the R&B section, like, or do they just be like just throwing songs out there and you just got to be like.
I ain't seen that show that much. It's a good question. I think they probably let you know what category.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, I don't know, bro.
Yeah,
but you know
they trying to trick niggas and shit. Hey, did you ever used to watch like America's Got Talent or what's that shit where niggas be like ice skating and shit? Don't or no dancing? Can't Dancing with the Stars and
dancing.
Shit.
Nah, I never really.
Yeah, I never watched that whack shit though.
I had saw.
It's like that's when you don't have a career no more and shit.
Nah, bro, I saw that shit. Oh, it was some girl who was on Dancing with the Stars. She was fine, so
she
I was
watching. Tamale.
I'm trying to think. Was it Eve, bro? Who the fuck was it?
Damn, Eve was on Dancing with the Stars. You know she straight married to
a
billionaire,
girl,
bro. Eve straight married a billionaire, straight from the hood and shit.
I heard the dude who it was some cat, bro, who was like, I don't know, some nigga, bro, who mugshot, bro, got hella popular, bro.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Meeks and shit, that dude.
I don't know.
The light skinned cat, right?
Some dude say his mugshot went viral and shit, bro. This dude blew up on the internet and now he got a billionaire too. I'm like, bro.
Yeah. This dude.
That's pretty official.
Yeah. It's straight official. Yeah. I was like, that's a straight quick she come up dude, one time.
Like, she's like, ain't you the dude from the internet? My dude's like, yeah. She's like, you want to go out? I know he ain't never
just like, yeah.
Her plane,
yeah.
Her helicopter, the private helicopter. Yeah.
It's straight. Yeah, you hear me? Straight. I'll be over there to pick you up.
Yes.
Yeah, you hear me, bro? It's like, damn right. You hear me?
Success.
Straight hit the super lick, dog.
You heard it's Nas coming up?
Nas album already out, man. It came out Friday. But see, it was taking like so long to drop on Friday, dog. I hope it didn't like kill his momentum or nothing like that. Because like they had the listening party on Thursday night in Queensbridge. Shout out to Queensbridge.
Again, baby, shout out
to Queensbridge.
We'll be up there again soon.
Yeah, we'll be up there again soon, man. We loved it. But yeah, bro. So they did the listening party. Then it was like everybody was thinking that the CD, like the album, would be out Friday morning, you know, on like all streaming platforms. But they was like, bro, they was in that motherfucker straight adding last minute tweaks all day Friday, and that shit dropped like at late at night and shit. It was hella motherfuckers and shit straight hot about that. That nigga Dot called me and shit like, bro, what's going on, bro? Like, what's going on with the album? Shout out to my dude DOT. Straight up. But I was like, bro, it finally dropped though, dog. But it's a good album, bro. It's hella dope, dog.
Hey, can you hear my vocals?
Yeah, you hear me? Thank you. Let me cut your vocals up for you, God.
Hey, it's hot as a motherfucker in St. Louis. If you in a city and it's also that time of year where it's hot as a motherfucker, we just want to say we hope that y'all staying cool. Yeah, man, if you got an older parent or something, man, shit, hit them up, man.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be dying out in this shit, yo.
This heat straight severe, huh?
Bro, if your heat wasn't on and you in your room, bro, you going to be in that motherfucker.
Yeah, straight up obliterated. Yeah, bro. It's crazy, like, how that, like, it'll be so hot that shit affect that goddamn AC in your whip, though. Like, you be like, damn, bro, it's so hot that your shit can't even crank.
I got a theory, bro, and I think this is a good one, bro. The hotter it is, bro, the higher the motherfucking crime rate.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that, bro, is because, bro, when you hot, bro, you mad, bro.
Yeah, you hella angry.
Yeah, man. So it's like, y'all motherfuckers cool out, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all chill out, man. Straight up, all this damn violence and shit, man. People can't even go out and enjoy themselves.
Get in that
shit.
Motherfucking shade, man.
Yeah, you know, go ahead and kill it, man.
Bro, you heard of Alexa, right? The little thing that, like, records you, bro.
Yeah. She be on bullshit.
I heard
she
that they putting bullshit. That in all hotels now, possibly. I'm like, bro, that would be... I don't want to go to a hotel.
Like, all hotels, though?
Probably like, not all. Like,
you straight going to be at the Red Roof?
Somebody got... Whatever, which one of them... Hotel brands got a partnership or whatever with them.
Oh, you know okay. What
I mean? I don't know who, but
What's the difference between a hotel motel and an inn? What's the difference, bro?
Bro, it's all the same shit, bro.
Yeah,
everybody going. I was watching like a little documentary, bro, and it was just saying like, if you a germaphobe, if any of y'all out there are germaphobes, then y'all probably know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, that ain't a place you, bro, you know it's, yeah. You know a motherfucker, you know a motherfucker been busted on that
stupid.
Shirt,
yeah,
you know,
stupid,
they busted
bro.
On that desk,
they motherfuckers, was busting it
motherfuckers
up
was smashing on where the TV at,
bust,
bro,
bussing,
on the floor, you know what I'm saying, because you gotta think, bro, at a hotel, motel, or inn, in a year, bro, it's probably like, well, in a month, bro, it's probably like, how many people in that room that sleep, well, like, at least, what, 30 people?
Yeah, probably a month, yeah, in one room.
Or let's just say it's been 18 people, whatever, dog, in a month or in a week or whatever, bro, that's like,
yeah,
bro, that's a lot of motherfuckers in there smashing all around that motherfucker. Fuck all that, man.
Straight up against the wall and that motherfucker and shit.
I don't fuck with the hotels much, man. I'd rather just stay at the crib.
Yeah. What about an Airbnb demo? You ever
man,
did that?
Fuck an Airbnb. Nah, I rock with an Airbnb. But if it's nice, cuz.
Yeah.
Or get a hotel if it's like a nice.
My cousin had a nice ass Airbnb, bro. Her downtown and shit. That motherfucker was straight.
But I ain't with that Alexa being in there, man.
Alexa in there straight listening and shit. Huh? She's straight like, Alexa, can you replay what the last customer said and shit. He's like, yeah, this bitch ass room and shit.
Alexa. Right, bro. Alexa, can
yeah, you, and we got the bricks, man.
From yesterday. Yeah, bro. Our whole conversation, bro. Like, meet me in room 142.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, bro. Straight up, oh, bro. This bitch Alexa got me, dog.
Got me, bro. The beds on me and shit on. Like, damn, dog. Hey, speaking of which, man, y'all seen Superfly, the old one? Because the new one is in theaters now.
I wonder how, like...
You got to check out the old
one. Yeah, anybody seen it, man? Because I want to see it. I haven't checked it out yet, dog. But I do want to know what... Like, how is this version, like, in comparison to the old one and shit? Like,
I'm hoping that they... Because the first one was a classic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's damn near documentary. And it's like... It's so raw that I already... know that the second one is good, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't see it, but
it's gonna be ill. Yeah, because I heard it was good, bro. For like a modern day,
it's gonna be the shit, bro. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yo, boy, Ricky Rose in her shout. Like you just like okay. I noticed how you just said it's like documentary style, like how we was talking about, like how they live is like documentary style too.
Bro.
And shit.
It's like real life, like shit, bro.
Yeah, but bro, do you know where we? Like, where did we get that, like, even thinking about movies like that? Did you get it from, like, Miss Richardson class, bro?
Look, man, he asked me that because we had a teacher one time who didn't like us, bro. We was rowdy in there, right?
Right.
But bro, we was listening to what even though we was, like, fucking around, bro, seemed like
we was straight
around,
still getting it, though.
Yeah,
bro,
like, we got it. So she used to stress movies, so it's like... You know, you got to look at a movie from the cinematic point of view, like what kind of camera angle is on the screen right now. You can have like one panning in where it's moving slowly toward like your face or the object. You can have one that's like a bird's eye view. Mm-hmm. It's different camera angles. And then if you look at it from like a movie and director's point, it's different costs associated to those different mm-hmm. pieces of equipment you got to use.
Different
types of cameras. You know what I mean? That's why they got these budgets to make these movies.
Type shit.
And they got to invest in equipment and et cetera. But it's like, yo, you get good shots, then bro, you can make your movie like
straight super, super ill, bro.
You can set the tone like every fucking
set the
dark
tone
movie.
Straight from the beginning, and that motherfucker you'd be like, okay, like it's dope because it's just like like you saying, like the imagery and shit, like it can go into
every
like,
drama movie gonna have like rain and snow, like
it's gonna have
type
shit,
thunder,
you know,
in the background
saying?
And shit,
yeah,
and it's gonna be dark and shit. You
know what it's like if you watch you never seen the show Power and shit, like it's a reason why it's like it's like a dark. It's just dark, like, the whole time, bro. It's like, I only seen sun when them niggas had flew to Miami for a little bit type shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's like a dark show. It's just, you know what I'm saying, basically describing the grit or whatever of it, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, bro, we learned that shit from there. That's why we can straight tell, like, when we, like, bro, like, dude is, like, a whack-ass actor, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, or the movies that they put him in is just whack, bro, because... You know, I guess maybe it's because of how we took from what we was taught.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you know whack when you say. You be like, bro, this shit is straight whack.
Yeah, it is. Shit be straight whack.
I don't know
bro.
What it is. Like, some of you actors, man, I apply you all, too. Shout out to all my actors. Some of you
man.
Actors act
it's talent.
So good. It's just, it's beautiful because y'all, you know, what you're doing is like, representing like one's life.
Yeah.
It could be somebody who passed who had like that exact experience.
Yeah.
So it's like you portraying like real shit. But some people is just like, bro,
why
nail
you on
with...
the fucking screen right now, nigga?
Yeah, bro, it's like your acting is just like, I don't know, bro.
It's straight, like, come on.
It'd be some bad acting. I don't know what it is.
Like a good man is hard to find and shit though, dog. That's like the worst movie ever, bro.
Yeah. Y'all get up, go do something, man. If y'all ain't doing nothing tomorrow, shit, hit the movies. Check out the Superfly.
Yeah, check it out.
I heard that movie Hereditary, scary ass.
Yeah,
movie.
I want to see that, bro. It's like a weird ass looking girl in that motherfucking shit. Like, hey, bro, but do you remember, bro, when we had to do that last project with Miss Richardson, that last paper and shit, bro? And I remember, dog, I straight turned my shit in first, right? This motherfucker, y'all was taking, I think you was taking hellas though,
bro.
Bro,
I
you
was
straight,
bro,
you
I
was writing
right
the paper,
shit,
you was writing the paper of the century and shit. You hear me? You turned your shit in last, bro. I turned mine in right before you and Corn did. You turned your shit in last, dog. How did she grade both of y'all shit, but didn't even grade mine, right? So I had to take her class over. And so when I took the class over and I got to the last project again and shit, bruh, why I straight found my old paper, bruh? Yeah. Hey, straight, why when I turned it in and shit, I straight got an A and shit. I'm like, bitch, ain't even... That bitch straight didn't even, you know what I'm saying, like, read my shit first, dog. I'm
I
like,
I almost got expelled from high school, because that shit still fucks me up.
So yeah, man, you was a bad guy, dog. You man, was a super goon.
Shout out to everybody in the hood, man. Don't let the hood take you
under. Yeah, don't let the hood take you
keep
under.
Keep it positive. Hey, and then if you know somebody, man, you know, if fuck with your friends and shit, man. Because it seemed like to me, man, motherfuckers really do be out here having, like, some motherfuckers be depressed and shit, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you got some homeboys and shit, hit them up.
Yeah. You think some of the niggas that be out here straight slaying, though, do you think, like, they had maybe, like, a chronic depression somewhat or whatever?
Some people out here got mental illnesses.
Yeah, so some of these niggas are just nuts.
My sister said your body can get sick. Like, you know, you can catch a cold, and your brain can, your mental can get sick, too.
Yeah.
Your body can get ill, brain can get ill, mind can get ill.
Just turn into one sick blood clot motherfucker, huh?
You're gonna be walking around like you, what's that mad cow disease shit, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, don't be like that, man. Don't be like you on some mad cow disease.
What's the mad cow disease, though?
Like, bro, I think that shit came from when they was, well, I think they was feeding cows like cow fucking like brain, or just feeding cow, bro. It's like, that's disgusting, cuz. I don't even know the biochemistry of that, bro, but I'm sure, like, ew, cuz. You have to just move on, bro. To this NFL season, man, that's approaching. What's y'all take on the NFL season coming up, man?
Yeah, you think, man.
You think with the president tweeting all this.
Yeah, Mark. Hey, but okay, so did you
is that really his Twitter account, cuz?
Yeah, what you if really it's straight somebody else
tweeting?
All right, man, I'ma admit it's straight me tweeting from dude account, bro. I'm in there popping all shit right now.
Yeah, bro.
I'm straight.
Got all y'all
in. Yeah, bro. I'm in there flaming shit, dog. It's me behind the Donald Trump Twitter account, bro. Yeah, bro. I got dude saying all dumbass shit, though, dog. But dude straight got the Space Command and shit, though, dog. Like,
yeah.
But I heard it was already like a space fleet or something like
fuck
that.
Fuck out of here, man. They allocating shit to... They allocating resources to stuff that probably... should be reallocated.
Hey, me and Corn was saying, dog, we were straight just like, they gonna be in space going that. It's gonna be pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, bro, it's gonna be pew, some Star pew, Wars pew, shit for real, bro.
Pretty soon. That's
straight how it sound, bro. Pew, pew. What's the robot that roam around, bro? Shit, bro. It's some Star Wars.
Yeah, it's
shit,
some straight bro. Star Wars shit. Star Trek and that motherfucking shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, y'all straight up there beefing right now, bro. Yeah. They straight sliding in that motherfucking bro. Straight. Hey, you already know if it's a straight nigga behind the wheel, he most definitely.
Bro,
he dragging.
What do y'all think of space?
What do I think of space?
What is space?
If you want to. Okay, let's be technical right now. No, I'm just playing. What is space,
what
though?
What the fuck is space, dude?
It's. Space, bro. It's like, okay, from what we've been seeing at space, from what NASA then told me, if the movies, the shows and shit, the shit just look like, okay, it's like, you know, stars. It's a like galaxy, but it's like, damn, then you got to explain galaxy and shit. But it's just like,
it seemed metaphysical. It seemed like, all right, okay, so you got space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say this. You see stars.
Yeah.
So when you see the star, they say that it's light and that it's photons.
Yeah.
And that they say light travel very fast, but that it still take like a long time for those photons from that star to get to
get
you.
Here.
So that by the time that it bounced back, that star has like died.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's fact.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say, dog. Go straight like it's dead true.
But I be having more questions. Okay. So you know what I'm saying? What is a star? And then it's like, how far is it? If it has a legit physical distance, like a tangible, like, let's just say I had a spaceship that would take me to a star, but I had to travel like 13,000 miles. I'm just saying 13,000. Yeah. I know. You know, but yeah, and I get there in 13,000. That's something that I can calculate and like that's physical, but it's like with space, is it infinity or is it
beyond this?
Is it like a physical point where it's just like, I don't know. I guess the shit is infinity.
Yeah, bro. I guess it is just infinity. That shit just going and going.
At least
bro.
I'm trying to work it out.
You straight at you at the end of space in this motherfucker.
Yeah, bro. I guess one day I'll just get to the end of space and be like, shit, bro. Let me turn my ass back.
Yeah, let me go ahead, bro. I don't even know where the fuck I'm going now, bro.
I can't go that way. I've been doing this shit for 5 days. I'm not gonna be the one to find out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hell nah, dog. You think it's more planets out there though?
Bruh, given all
like
that
if
shit
space
in the galaxy,
is infinity, my nigga, I'm sure it's some planets on the other end of that motherfucker.
I think it's multiple motherfucking like different systems that got like, cause you know we orbit around the sun,
mm-hmm.
And I think that it's other systems, bruh. It's space, bruh. Shit big as fuck, bruh.
Yeah,
and then they already confirmed like it's other actual legit like. They got this one, you got that one, but they never been to them. But yeah. That one, what was that one telescope, bro? That, or satellite, Hubert or some shit, bro? The one that showed them all this shit, bro?
I don't know. Probably you was Hubert.
That sounds like that's your uncle, bro. Look the shit up on Google.
Your uncle Hubert was out there and shit straight. He's straight snapping pics, bro.
Whatever that satellite.
So did man really go to the moon?
Not back in, not that shit they showed us in like, not that shit they show, bro.
Dude bouncing around that motherfucker and shit, bro. Who was it? Neil Armstrong, bro.
I don't know.
Wasn't that supposed to be who that was? Neil Armstrong went to the moon and shit. Lance Armstrong, the nigga that was straight riding the bikes and shit. They straight took dude shit away, bro. His medals. You remember niggas used to be dying to get them yellow bands on their arm and shit. Straight up. You wasn't lit, nigga, if you ain't had the Livestrong band on your arm, dog.
Bro, them astronauts on some brave. Shout out to them guys. That's some brave.
Yeah,
shit.
That's some brave shit.
Shout
bro.
Out to
the training King. To be an astronaut is ridiculous, bro. They got to go through all types of shit to train to become an astronaut.
And dude, Robert E. McNerd was an astronaut, and he got a scholarship program for any of y'all who like college, and it's the best fucking scholarship. Scholars program you can get in. Cause
I used to lightweight want to be an astronaut when I was young and shit, dog. But then I seen how they be training and shit, and I'm straight just you know. Then it's like, it's kind of, it seems like it'd be dope to go to space, but ain't that shit kind of scary, though, bro? Like,
bro, it's very scary. one thing
straight
about
up,
space.
What if I'm straight just trapped out in this motherfucker, bro, where the lever broke on the motherfucking thing, bro, and now we just on fire coming back to this motherfucker?
Check this shit out, All right, you know what's crazy about the Earth, bro? For one, is that we here, right?
Yeah,
like, damn, can't nobody explain that. So we here, water here, and all this shit. All the elements on the periodic table, we got everything is aligned to where we can be here, basically.
Yeah,
because we like a part of the Earth, right? So it's like everything is perfectly in place for us to be here, bro. And then to go deeper on that, right? Our anatomy, bro, is fit for all of the like. Physics of the Earth and the elements and the oxygen and the gravity. Because it's like, bro, you got abs. Your abs, bro, like, okay, you got your thighs, right?
Right.
They help keep you support when you walking upwards. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your abs and such help you do the same. But the point that I'm making is that's here on Earth. When you fucking on the moon, I think because of even gravity, you may be even lighter. So you won't even be using your legs as much. Yeah. So your actual fucking anatomy would change. That's why they say some people get taller. Because it's like, it's not the same physics, bro, that's going on the planet, bro, with gravity and the water and the oxygen and everything.
Right.
You out there, bro, on like a fucking planet, bro, that got like totally different, like chemicals, bro, and physics and shit, bro, to where you can't walk on it. So eventually, bro, you probably turn into like, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, like in order some to taffy survive, in this motherfucker.
Yeah, bro. If we really as humans are going to go into like in other, it's going to have to be just like Earth, bro.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to build a dome on the moon because you're not gonna be able to walk around on her, bro. You ain't gonna be able to work out, bro. Your abs aren't gonna function as they would if you was her. They do all this shit for a reason because of how we are designed for the earth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That'd be wild, bro, if they if it did get to the point where niggas do got a Chick-fil-A on the moon, though. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I know what's going to happen, y'all. I feel futuristic. So this is what's going to happen.
Futuristic.
This is why I believe in aliens. One day, motherfuckers going to travel to the moon and try to stay there. And their head's going to get big as a motherfucker. And they're going to get tall and skinny and long fingers. And then they're going to come back to Earth like, what up, y'all? And I'm going to bust at them, bro. Be like, you know some fucking aliens, bro.
Straight up, bro. You straight going to smoke them, dog.
Yeah, bro. Y'all niggas living up there on the moon, skinny and frail and shit, bro. Looking ghostly and shit. Your eyes and got hollow. You evolved into a fucking alien. Bro.
Straight, you hear me? Straight ugly motherfucker and shit. It's straight your cousin and shit, though, bro. It's nah, bro. You ain't the real James, bro.
Hey, bro. What's the worst you ever went on, like, a bad date, man? What's the worst date you ever been on, yo?
I went on bad dates to the point where I stopped going on dates, you heard? Like,
you were like, water gets splashed on your face?
Or just, it might be a motherfucker that just like, damn, you just ordered the food 5 seconds ago, you know what I'm saying? And you already mad that shit ain't coming out right now, you know what I'm saying?
Stood up, bro.
Yeah, I've been stood up. I did a lot of stand ups too.
I know, man. Hey, shout out to all the people who get stood up and stand-up. Stand people up.
It's even over here.
We just keep it 100.
Yeah, keeping it G real. Keeping it real G. You know how we give it up, dog. But you've been on some bad dates, though?
Yeah.
You had one joint doing straight like crazy as fuck, dog. Like, boy, straight.
I consider that one a bad date. I've been on bad dates. And then I've been on great dates. I've been on the best date that can possibly be. And then it went bad. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I almost got killed on a date by like a deer and shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight.
Hey, bro. All right, so look, so y'all, we in St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
And they fucking said that it was a burr.
And Baldwin, right? You
that
said?
Shit is not that far from you.
Yeah.
But then
that's right off the highway, B.
And that's a burr. That dude. Motherfucker could have migrated a little bit further, bro. Been
so where he come from, though? Mm-hmm.
They migrate, bro, and shit left and did his own thing, bro. And
he was just out here mobbing, though. Like,
you know, they hiring.
Did bro had to stick with the clothes on it, bro? Like,
bro,
had to stick with the clothes on it.
I saw an older man, bro, like a week ago, bro, straight with a stick, bro, in the fucking little sack, bro. Like you see on.
He was out here, huh, bro?
Yeah, bro. I ain't want to stop.
Was he 80 years old, bro?
He was up there, bro.
He was up there. Yeah, so he remember. He remember when niggas was doing that. He remember when if the first cars was like wagons low key. Straight up, dog. Or he probably remember when motherfuckers was riding on horses or some shit.
Holy shit, cause you, bro, you think, like, that's an old ass dude. He saw that. Like, you think if we ever get that fucking old, we'll see.
Yeah, we like gonna this. Be seeing some shit, bro.
Cause don't nobody know the future, right?
Yeah, you
know,
bro.
Some little kid who just born today might be the motherfucker who discover like something that'll blow our mind.
Yeah, yeah.
But yo, I think we onto something, man. We be putting people on a lot of game, man. Like I told you,
we be putting people on.
I was talking to.
You was talking to who, sir?
Man, I ain't even gonna go there, man. I think we should. Hey, look, it was real. Let's wrap it up, man.
It was really real. It was G real, dog.
We're gonna catch y'all next time, most definitely, though.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody out there in the world, man. Like, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up.
Right,
yeah, man. Yeah. We'll get at y'all later on. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Till next time.
Blah.